Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi. Surah Yasin, verse number 40. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. للشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون.
Verse number 40, Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse that للشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر, that the sun, neither it is for the sun to overtake the moon. The sun won't reach, it won't overtake the moon. And walal laylu sabiqun nahar, and nor will the night overtake or outpace the day. Each one, wa kullun fi falaki yasbahun, each one and each one is floating in an orbit. So in this verse, falak, it does not mean the sky. Instead, it means an orbit in which some star moves. This is mentioned by Mufti Shafi Rahmatullah Alayh, Mufti Shafi Uthmani Rahmatullah Alayh. More details in this verse is mentioned under Suratul Anbiya, and that is chapter 21, verse 33. So it tells us that the moon is not contained within some sky, as presumed by astronomers. It moves rather in a particular orbit in the space lower than that. If you see, they will say all this crazy aspects where they'll say that so and so has landed on the moon, this one has gone to this place, he's going now, China is making efforts for their astronauts to reach the moon. That is not far-fetched for them to utilize their acting skills into making you believe that they actually reached there. While saying this to you, as I'm speaking to you now, wherever you may be in the world, as we say this to you, there is this thoughts that are pricking me. These thoughts to tell you that if you look at television in itself, and when I say television, whether you watch television on your phone or you watch it on a big screen, at the end of the day, it's still television. Now, television, they are able to make you believe that this happened when it didn't happen, because you brought so much of conviction in what you have seen and they play for you. My honorable father, he went to Afghanistan many years ago. And they sort of went not as professional journalists, but rather as casual journalists, you'll say. Today, everyone is a journalist. You're there wherever you may be. I'm here. Look at the sky. It's raining here. It's raining in Medina, Munawwara. And news goes out and you'll find news outlets actually use that news at times. TikToks, they'll use members of the TikTok association or chat box or whatever box. They are saying this and they use it sometimes as a source. And of course, they'll verify it and then bring it out more, investigate the matter, is it true or not. However, be it as it may, when my honorable father went to Afghanistan, and this was the heat of the war now, US, Afghanistan, and they wanted to, this team that went, they wanted to cross the border to go into the actual and meet the Mujahideen. They said, you can't go there now. And these were, you know, all these news outlets. I'm not sure which names exactly, and I don't want to take a name in case they were not there or whatever. But he mentioned a few names, which I cannot remember specifically right now. So they said, you know what, you want to report there. Or you want to mention, share with the world what these, because they came in as journalists, as casual journalists, but they had the equipment to hear the voices, to take people's opinions, what is happening, to give direct report backs, all of that. They had mics, everything. But they said, no, you have to stop here. You can't go beyond this point. If you want to report, you must check here on this screens and you must take the news back to your country. On those screens, what do you think they are putting? They are putting exactly what they want to. They are putting exactly what they want to put on those screens. And they didn't allow them further than that. It had to be a stop, full stop there. Now, I'm telling you this because screens, what they produce, doesn't always mean it happens. So when they say they reach the moon, it doesn't mean that they really reach the moon. They just, how good are they with graphics? Make you feel, make the person be floating in an orbit and reaching there in the moon and walking. And how is he, all of this, how he relieves himself, where he does it, everything, and how it comes out. Allah knows best, right? All of this here, we say, Allahu A'lam. We don't need to know more. If we reject their theory, it's not like we lose our iman or something. But it is highly far-fetched till today. Russia has been trying also, and they are asking, various countries of the world are asking, did it really happen? There's no solid evidence. The only evidence you have is what they presented to you via a screen. That's all. And they can go in hibernation for a few months and then come back and say, no, it was 2-3 months there, we were traveling. But anyway, that's just on that note there. One thing we have to clarify is, and I said this to you previously, but I'll say it again. I said to you, there is this, it's mentioned in one of the inspirations, that sun, ash-shams, is feminine in terms of grammar. In Arabic, ash-shams is feminine. And al-qamar is masculine. So, they have this incident where they say that the sun is feminine and the sun gives light. The sun gives light. And you see today with all the load shedding and everything, what are you relying on? Solar power. You are relying a lot to a high degree on solar power. In fact, one individual who was supposed to operate and work on this NEOM city which they want to build, it's failing, crippling before their eyes, even before the 2030 vision. Because of all the arrogance, pride involved, wiping out villages, you think you're just going to get away like this. Imagine he's a non-Muslim and he has stated that I will not participate in this because of all the bulldozing that is happening there. They are bulldozing villages. And he says this is just totally unbelievable. You can search how he totally writes a whole, there's a whole article about this here, right? NEOM, the fantasy world that they want to create for you. Dinosaurs and what, imagine. And the Saudi Arabia, we're speaking about the land, we're not speaking about the regime. The land of Saudi Arabia, that's our history, our roots, is based there. And now they want to twist the attention to all of this fake. But anyway, imagine those who are involved in all of this. They see that this thing is not going to work out. They've confirmed it. This thing is going to fall, cripple before it even starts. It's so fake that they'll have to turn it into some movie that was supposed to happen in reality. But it couldn't happen in reality, so they just twist it into a movie. Anyway, be it as it may. Ash-shams, I was saying to you, is feminine in Arabic. So they've got this write-up where they say that the sun is feminine and ash-shams and al-qamar is masculine. And they say that the moon is a reflection of the sun. So therefore, they come to the conclusion that every man needs a woman behind him. If you understood feminine grammar, shams, and I said to you, qamar is masculine, and al-qamar is actually the reflection of the sun. So they come to the conclusion that for a man to shine, he needs a woman behind him. So you can say this is just a motivational saying of that sort. But in terms of, is the moon really a reflection of the sun? No, the moon is an actual, you can see here, وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ. It's not some reflection. A reflection means I'm standing outside and my reflection, you can see my reflection in the form of a shadow, or you can see my reflection on the window, you can see my reflection on. That's a reflection. And they, some people use this and they say that no, the camera is a reflection of the person, therefore it is perfectly fine to use camera. Well, Mufti Shafi Saab, he totally, beautifully puts an end to all such theories by saying that as soon as, if you have to say a mirror is a reflection, and it is, you're comparing it to a camera which captures, then we'll say that mirror, if it was given, hypothetically, if it is given the ability to capture, then we'll say that that mirror now cannot be used, because it is a, it's a instrument then to capture. You can't compare a mirror to a phone, to a camera, because a camera captures, it saves, that image is documented, it saves. A shadow, what is presented on a mirror, does not. So you cannot use that as a principle to say that it is fine to take photographs, animate photographs, etc. Beautifully explained. I love the way he just went into this discussion and, you know, brought it to the roots and finished it off. Alhamdulillah, right? So that's, I just wanted to clarify that. That the moon is not a reflection. The moon is an actual creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This we must identify. That's their science theories. And then we come to, so, now we go to verse 41. And in this verse here, Allah Azza wa Jalla will carry on with this tomorrow, inshallah. But here what we want to say is that it is about now the ocean. We spoke about the earth. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ. And a sign for them is on the land. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ. The dead land. And then something sprouts, something comes up, something green. It is spring, you see all the, and then collapse again. So from that angle, we've seen the earth. We've spoken about the sun. So we went to the skies, we went to the moon. And now we're coming to the ocean, that which floats on the ocean, inshallah. Tiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.